suffer, getting up with things to come. Tell of the sweet celebration, the debut excitement, knowing that your work is done. Tell of that moment in time when time's no longer and life will be forever lived. Tell of the fresh falling rain, soaking the heart of which to you we freely.
Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. So Yahushua is yet working on us, showing us how we are to become on fire, brimstone, with truth, justice, and righteousness, and be inspired and animated and vivified to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Stand up on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. He says, white raiment, purchase of Yahushua, purchase of ourselves. Know that we are Yahushua Christus. Know that you and I, we are Christ, spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. Go within ourselves. Become like the mining corporations. Mine out of ourselves these wonderful principles and attributes. He says, purchase white raiment. And raiment is Himatium, 2440, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Now this is neutered in the Greek, and it means garment of any sort, garments, the cloak or mantle, and the tunic, the upper garment, the cloak or mantle. So we talked about light as a garment. Light, well, you really can't clothe yourself with light in that sense, but metaphorically, we, even if you look in the physical, you go out into the atmosphere and stand in the light of the sun. Is it vitamin D? There are nutrients that we get absolutely physically from the sun that we need. You and I who have much melanin can stand and withstand more sun, and it is the interaction with the sun that makes us and enables us to be more healthy than those who can't take so much sun. But all of us have some level of melanin, and the sun interacting with that melanin causes a level of health for that human being. That's the physical. Now, looking at it from the spiritual, we're looking at knowledge and wisdom as light that we must envelope and clothe ourselves with. We're looking at the science of the sun. The science of the sun. Solar science. We're looking at how we are able to track the sun 26,000 years counterclockwise orbit and movement, and understand the various ages that are attached to the various houses of the zodiac, and understand that that is solar science that is teaching us of the various talents and attributes that we find within ourselves, and we are enabled by usage of such science to build civilizations and build human beings and build ourselves spiritually, mentally, and morally. I'm trying to find garment.
Ah, I thought so.
In the African Hebrew language, the word garment is feminine. We look at the sacred masculine and we look at the sacred feminine. So we're clothing ourselves with the sacred feminine, the human family. We are looking within ourselves for those attributes and talents that come through the sacred feminine polarity that is within all of us. This is African science. The Africans could not see a god without a goddess. The Africans understood the science of sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Thus, the African ancestors understood the science of father. No father without a mother. No mother without a father. Father working in union with mother to produce reality. So, the word for garment in the African Hebrew is simla, 8071, wrapper, mantle, covering garment, garments, clothes, raiment, cloth. So the light, fire from the sun, sacred feminine, garment, sacred feminine, clothe ourselves. Clothe ourselves in white garment, white light, fire, light of the sun, brimstone, sacred feminine, purification, mother, Holy Spirit, empowering, animating, vivifying, that thou mayest be clothed. 4016, clothe, peribalo, a verb. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to throw around, to put around. So you clothe yourself by putting clothing on our bodies. Surround a city with a bank. This, I believe, has to do with water, okay? Surround a city with water. Clothe the city with the benefits of water, of garments to clothe one, to put a thing on one, to clothe one with a thing, to put on or clothe one's self. So these are the definitions of clothes. And we are clothed. See, we the masses have been denied clothing, food, clothing, and shelter. We the masses have been denied knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, health care. We have been denied education and living wage job. These that have been provided to us and for us by the Almighty, that we may be clothed, fully clothed, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame. Shame is a feminine noun. It is skuna, Greek side, 152. The confusion of one who is ashamed of anything, a sense of shame. See, when you look at the feminine and look at the woman and look at how the woman, the feminine, the female are naturally shame and shy and do not want her physical structure to be misused, mishandled, abused, denigrated, do not want you to see her bare physical structure, becomes confused when her shame is shown. Look at how the sacred feminine has been given examination so we can understand realities of ourselves. So now, sisters and brothers, when we as the masses of the people are unclothed spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, when we have been denied knowledge, wisdom, understanding, overstanding, education, when we have been denied food, clothing, and shelter, when we have been denied health care, when we have been denied living wage job, when we have been denied the opportunity and ability and the power to access everything in the universe, we're confused. We don't know that we should not be Republican or Democrat. Our shame is showing. We are ashamed and we are confused. We seem to think that the Republicans care for us. We seem to think that the Democrats care for us. We must cease being confused. Let me hit some of these other words. Ignominy. This is the definition of the word. Is it shame I'm looking at? That thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame. Ignominy is defined as public shame and disgrace. Look at how humiliation, disgraceful action. You see, the attack of Republicans and Democrats is causing our shame, public humiliation. When we look at how I saw on Democracy Now, how sisters and brothers who are guilty of little petty crimes that mean nothing, are given life sentences for stealing $100, for making a little marijuana transaction. Some of this may be distasteful to some of us, but do we think that to steal a $159 jacket is worthy of serving a life sentence? When you have executives from Wall Street and the bankers and the heads of multinational corporations robbing, raping, pilfering, thieving from we, the masses, the wealth that we have just mentioned, when you have such wickedness occurring in high places, when you have the very governments of the earth, and when you have the very banks, big banks of the earth running the drugs, let me see if I can find something, sisters and brothers, something else in current affairs and current events. I saw something about the drug situation in Mexico. I'm trying to find it, sisters and brothers, to show that we have been put into open shame. Let me see. Burning evidence. Is it El Salvador? There was a headline on Democracy Now that had to do with the drug situation, I believe, in Mexico. And we have talked about this before, that, yeah, here we go, a nun, and this reminds me, sisters and brothers, I pray that I am making sense to you, sisters and brothers, this nun, this beautiful nun is taking on the fictitious narrative of the drug war. Her name is, what is this beautiful sister's name? Oh, man, I can't see her name, sisters and brothers. Is it Sister Consuelo Morales? This beautiful sister nun is showing that the police in Mexico are corrupt, They are working with the drug cartels, the government working with the drug cartels to run drugs, to money launder. And we have talked about before how the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation was found guilty of running the drugs and running and conducting laundering for the money that follows the drugs internationally, and laundering the money of the so-called terrorist organizations in the Middle East. We know that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra are CIA created. You have all of this going on. No one taken to jail. Bankers are able to negotiate how much money they will pay when they are fined, and the monies that they are required to pay are drops in a bucket. All of this going on, and you have people guilty of little petty ghetto crimes receiving life sentence. So our nakedness is revealed. Our shame is revealed. So we are going to have to go into this science. And this reminds me, the watery waves of Nun, N-U-N. And we're going to be going into details on this science later. But Nun, which is represented by two waves. And these two waves look like two elongated N's. And the watery waves of Nun, these original waters from which all life has sprung, these watery waves that at one time were calm water, no energy. But the Nun and Nunet, the Nun, that N-U-N, that double N, is in the African Hebrew Lexicon Dictionary. The 14th letter in the African Hebrew alphabet is the double N. And it is pronounced Nun. And Nun is the father of who is he the father of? Is it Joshua? Joshua, the son of Nun. Nun has to do with perpetuating life. I'm going to have these things in detail soon. Perpetuating life. And so the watery waves of Nun, ancient African teaching, the origins of life. And we have the perpetuation of life in the African Hebrew alphabet, Nun, 14th letter. And then you have the nuns in the Catholic Church are the women, the order of the women in the Catholic Church, who have given themselves over to being chaste and righteous and given themselves over to preserving, that's Nun, preserving life. And this beautiful sister nun, Nun, Consuelo Morales, is trying to preserve life and tell the truth on what the government is doing. That thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness. Let me see if I can hit that word. Oh, did I see ignominy? I can't ignominy. Yeah, shame and disgrace. And another word is disgrace and dishonor, a thing to be ashamed of. This is the word, this is a feminine noun, and this is the word for shame. And this is teaching us that we should be ashamed of this wicked system that has caused the nakedness of the people. And nakedness is gumnotos, 1132, Greek side. This word is feminine, And this looks like where we get our word, is it gynecology? G-Y-M-N, gumnotis. This is where we get our word gynecology and misogyny, that G-Y-M-N, feminine noun, nakedness of the body, because women just do not want you to see their nakedness. They do not like to be displayed fully unclothed and bare before the people. And so the children going naked, the children, the babies, the youth going naked, not having spiritual, mental, moral, ethical, economical, ecological, or physical clothing. So our shame is just put before the earth. Our nakedness is just displayed and put on public display. And so we must go into this science. Go into this knowledge and wisdom and understanding so that we may clothe ourselves with the universe. Clothe ourselves with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Now I want to shift to the Quran for the remainder of this section and the next section of this session. We are dealing with the children of Abraham. We are dealing with Islam. We are dealing with the attributes of the children of Abraham as being our very own attributes. We talked about Zacharias. We talked about John. We talked about Jesus. We talked about Elias. Verse 86. And Zacharias and John and Jesus, each of them were of the righteous. Let me see if I can find this word righteous in the African Hebrew language so we can understand, because the African Hebrew is the mother-father language of the African Arabic. And so when you go into the African Hebrew, then we can understand better the African Arabic. Now the word righteous is 6662, Sedek, Sadiq, Greek, Hebrew side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary means just and lawful and righteous, just in government, just and right in one's cause. See, this is the day that Allah, Father Allah, and Allah, Mother Allah, is empowering us to create and recreate the new government of the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven. This is a righteous and just cause. This is a cause that is lawful. Why? Because we're dealing with the laws of the universe. We're dealing with these laws that were implanted into the universe to facilitate life and not death, hell, and destruction. So, righteous. These children of Abraham, each one of them was of the righteous. I'm trying to come to something in my mind. Let me see. Is this word 6663 to be just, to be righteous, to have a cause, to be just of God, to be put or made right, to appear righteous, to do or bring justice in administering law. See, sisters and brothers, teach your babies, our youth, to study not just the laws of man, but study these laws of the universe. Study noon, the sacred masculine material reality, and nonet, the sacred feminine, and the heavens and the space and the womb that takes in the material water seed of life called sperm, and how this power creates life. Anything that perpetuates death is anti the law of the universe. Let me say that again. Nun, the sacred father, masculine, male power, having the seed of life, the seed, the material seed of life called sperm, germ of life, watery life, urine life, seed life, sperm, that goes into nonet, that sacred feminine power seen in the heavens, seen as space, seen as the womb that gives us life. Understand these principles. Understand the sacred law of the sacred and divine reality of masculine and feminine working in polarity, in unison. Understand these principles. So, of the righteous. These were of the righteous, each one of them. So when I see the phrase each one, I am reminded of the modern day study of the atom. Theory of relativity that is not a theory but a reality, a theorem. Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, nominated for a Nobel Prize in Physics, and Brother Booker T. Coleman doing this wonderful research on our ancestors, and Brother George G.M. James, who wrote the definitive book called Stolen Legacy. So this knowledge is what we must get into and go into to understand that we have the power to create the new civilization and create the new governments and the new realities that will be aligned with the laws of the universe. Wow, this is so wonderful. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.